Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, today is our 3,000th regular daily episode. This comes, of course, close on the heel of our 10th anniversary a few weeks back. But there's, you know, a difference between the two because for the first 3+ years, we were doing 5 episodes a week, so around a total of 260 episodes per year. And then starting in 2013, we've been doing 6 episodes per week, so around 312 episodes per year. And this is, of course, where it coincides. Now, I should say that the total of 3,000 episodes, that doesn't include like the specials we do like every 50 episodes or so. So we've definitely brought you a lot of great detective programs. And I want to thank everybody so much for listening. And we are going to be bringing you some more great stuff in the future. So thank you so much for making 3,000 episodes possible. All right, well, let's get into today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date is April the 13th of 1949, and this one is The Tiny Philip Murders.
Cora, my pet?
Yes, Philip?
Are you sure that this is the right jewelry store?
Of course it is. You see the sign on the window?
Yes, I do.
Well, all right then, J. Stone Jeweler.
Good. Now give me that gun and open the door.
You didn't have to tell me to open the door, Philip. I know how you are about your fingerprints.
I'm glad you know.
All right. Here's the gun.
Now, my pet, don't be so temperamental.
Oh.
Shall we go in?
Okay.
Can I help you, please?
You certainly can. You have something I desire very much.
For the young lady?
Hardly.
Well, just what is it you had in mind?
That watch hanging in your jeweler's cage.
Oh, I'm sorry. That watch belonged to someone. Besides, it's being repaired.
Will you stop the chatter?
Now, if you'll step to this counter, I have the finest...
Look, mister, you're wasting your time. When Philip says he wants something, he wants it.
But you don't understand. That watch doesn't belong to me. I can't sell it.
I don't want to buy it.
But I thought you said... God.
That's correct.
No.
Get the watch, Cora.
Yes, Philip.
But I don't understand it. This is a holdup. There are diamond bracelets, those gold rings, star sapphires. But that watch, why do you want it?
Didn't you hear what the lady said? When I want something, I want it. And I want that wristwatch.
Here it is, Philip.
Thank you, Cora.
This is ridiculous. There's no reason for you to take a second-hand watch. I can't possibly...
There was apparently no reason for my killing him either, Cora. But I did it.
Now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
All right, move away here. All right, get them all over the other side, Jimmy, okay? Right, that's enough. All right, that's enough.
Okay, Rollins, what happened?
I don't understand it, Inspector.
You're not
Faraday.
Supposed to understand anything.
Well, I
just tell me what happened.
Well, I was on my feet when I passed this jewelry store and I saw the door open. I called in to see if Mr. Stone was all right. There was no answer.
Yeah.
So I came in and I found him just like you see.
Mm-hmm. You have you a chance to look around, see if anything is missing?
Well, that's what I don't understand, Inspector. It looks like there's nothing missing.
What?
Yeah, see for yourself. All the jewelry in the showcases, no glass broken, no nothing.
Maybe the killer saw you coming, ran out the back way.
I don't think so, Inspector, because when I came down the block, I didn't see anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of late anyways, and all the stores were closed, all except this one.
He might have been dead for quite a while,
too. Yeah, he might have been dead.
We'll know more about that when the coroner gets here.
Yeah, yeah. Sure is tough.
Yeah.
The was a nice guy, Mr. Stone was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all are.
But why should anybody want to kill Mr. Stone if they didn't want to rob him? I don't understand it.
Yes? Oh. Hello?
Hello.
What are you doing here?
This is Boston Blackie's apartment.
Yes, it is, and you're Mary Wesley.
Yeah, that's right, but who are you?
Well, come on in.
Well, thank you.
Don't you recognize me?
Well, no, I don't. What are you doing in Blackie's apartment?
Don't you know me, Mary? I'm Christine Nelson.
Christine who?
Nelson.
Nelson.
Don't you recognize an old classmate, or has it been too long?
It must be, because I don't remember you.
We graduated high school in the same class. We were the same size, and we stood next to each other.
I don't understand this. Suppose we did graduate together. What are you doing in Blackie's apartment?
Well, you see...
Frankly, no.
All right, I'll tell you. I won a dance contest at home last month, so I decided to come to the city and try to get into show business.
Oh?
Knowing that you had moved here, I thought I'd look you up and you could probably give me some leads.
Oh, well, all right, Christine, but I don't live here.
I know that.
Oh, you do?
But when I called your hotel a little while ago, they gave me the message that you were on your way over here.
Mm-hmm.
So I came over, and when I found the door open, I just walked in.
Oh, I did leave that message. And Blackie always leaves his door open.
Oh, he does, does he?
Well, it says it saves him from having to buy new locks whenever somebody breaks his way in here.
I understand.
Oh, that's good.
Look, Mary, I just wanted to see you so that we could make a date for lunch sometime this week.
All right, if you like.
I do like.
How about tomorrow at 1?
Fine. I'm staying at the Chester Arms in the name of Cora Neal.
Cora Neal?
That's my stage name.
Oh,
see you tomorrow.
Right.
I'm going to wait here for Blackie. Bye.
Cora.
Oh, Philip.
What happened when that Wesley girl walked in?
Mary and I tried to discuss old times.
How nice.
We're having lunch tomorrow.
Good, good, good. Now, we'll have the perfect check on Boston Blackie's movements.
You know, Philip, I was disappointed in Mary.
Never mind that.
What?
What about Boston Blackie's gun?
I have it in my bag.
Good, good. You saw Blackie leave his watch at a jeweler's? I killed that jeweler. You stole a gun, and we're about to get even with Boston Blackie. Is anybody home?
Who's there?
Come out and see.
I didn't hear anybody knock.
I didn't knock.
Who are you? What do you want?
What's the matter, Danny? Too dark in here to recognize an old friend?
Oh, Philip, Tiny Philip.
Stop that.
What are you doing here?
I don't like the name Tiny. It's no way to welcome back an old pal. 3 years ago, you and I were quite chummy.
Yeah, we pulled a stick up together.
And we almost went to jail together.
Yeah.
Only they found my gun and my wristwatch at the scene of the crime. And Boston Blackie traced the watch to me.
Well...
He never suspected you, never. And I didn't do any talking.
Oh, thanks for not squealing.
But I did plenty of thinking, Danny. Had 3 years for thinking.
Yeah?
Yes, wondering how it was my watch and my gun should be found at the stick up.
You must have dropped them in the getaway.
No, Danny, I didn't drop them. You did. Now I'm going to drop you.
And Blackie, then she says something about graduating in the same class.
Go on.
And standing next to me because we were the same height.
I'll be darned.
Well, we are about the same height, about 5'6", but Blackie, I still don't remember her.
Well, Mary, maybe she came here to steal something.
I looked the place over, but I don't think there's anything missing.
Oh, come on. Let's give it a thorough check.
Well, okay. I'll look around.
I'll get it. Maybe it's your friend, Christine, again.
Oh, no.
Why, Faraday, what big eyes you have.
You've got a big mouth. Blackie, I want to talk to you.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Wesley.
Hello, Inspector.
Well, tell me your little problem, little man.
You're my problem, genius.
Oh, now, Inspector.
We just found Danny Chico dead, shot.
Okay, Faraday, find his keepers. The body's all yours.
I don't want Chico's body.
All right, put an ad in the paper. Maybe somebody will call for it.
Blackie, I came here to call for you.
Well, that's polite.
Why did you kill Danny Chico?
Now, Inspector, let's not go into that routine again.
Wesley, this is no routine.
Oh, no.
Blackie, you killed him.
Okay, how did I do it? Nothing like knowing all the details, is there, Mary?
Of course not.
Blackie, we found your gun and your wristwatch next to Chico's body in his apartment.
You're kidding.
Am I? What time is it, Blackie? No, don't look at the clock. Where's your wristwatch?
Well, it's at the jeweler's, a fellow named Jay Stone.
Stone was found dead in his jewelry shop late last night.
Look,
I'm not saying you killed him.
Just Danny Chico.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
sure.
It's your gun, your watch. I'm taking you down to headquarters.
Okay, Barney, let's go.
The front door's this way.
No, we'll go this side door. I wouldn't want the neighbors to see me with you. We'll give the place a bad name.
Okay, Blackie, but no tricks.
Of course
not. Here we are. After you, Inspector.
Hey, what
are you inside, Barney?
You can't keep him in the closet forever, Blackie.
I'm going to check on Danny Chico and his family.
Huh?
Maybe I can find out what this is all about.
Okay. Blackie, listen to Faraday in that closet. Oh, is he mad?
Don't worry about him. It isn't the first time he's been in the dark.
Can I help?
Danny Chico.
In the main chapel, straight ahead. Mrs. Chico is there.
Thank you. Mrs. Chico.
Oh, yes. What do you want?
I'm Boston Blackie, Mrs. Chico.
Now.
Please don't do that. I want to help you.
Oh, no. How can you help? Just bring my daddy back.
Well, I can't do that, but I can find out who killed him.
What do I care about that? My daddy is dead. Why should I care about anything else?
Look, Mrs. Chico, the police think that I killed him, but I didn't.
Oh, yes, Boston Blackie, you would not kill my daddy. But go away, please. Now I want no trouble, no more trouble.
Mrs. Chico, were you in the house when your son was shot?
No, no. He was home alone.
Did you ever hear Danny mention my name?
Oh, a long time ago.
How long ago?
Oh, 2, maybe 3 years ago.
That long ago, huh?
That was when he was friends with this little man who was very funny. He never touched nothing with his hands.
A little man who never touched anything with his hands? You don't mean Tiny Philip?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's him. Filippo.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. But that does not bring back my daddy.
No, I'm afraid it doesn't. But it does bring back his killer. And this starts to tie up now. Miss Chico, I'm going to call my friend Mary Wesley and have her meet me at the library so I can throw the book at your son's killer.
All right, Inspector, just a minute.
I ought to arrest you for aiding a prisoner to escape.
Why, Inspector, I didn't know Blackie was a prisoner.
Now, look, Miss Wesley, when you see Blackie, which will probably be soon, tell him I won't forget it, and he won't get away.
Hello?
Mary?
Yes, Blackie?
Did you let Faraday out?
Oh, yes. Where are you?
Well, that's unimportant. But meet me at the library right away, because that is...
Blackie?
Mary, did anybody follow you here to the library?
No. I let Faraday out of the closet right after you left. And
yeah.
He left. Now, we left it down. I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
What are you doing with all those newspapers?
Well, they're from your hometown.
Uh-huh.
I didn't believe this Christine Nelson, Cora Neal, as she calls herself, was really a schoolmate of yours.
Yeah, I don't
either. I think she's tied up with a crook named Tiny Philip. I think that I helped send this guy to jail about 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Now, she stole my gun when she was in my apartment.
Well, why are you looking through those papers?
You said Cora won a dance contest a month ago.
That's what you told
me. Here's the story in your hometown paper and a picture. You see here?
Oh.
Christine Nelson wins first prize in a local talent contest.
Yes.
And here's a picture right over here near
Blackie.
The house. This can't be the... Yeah. Yeah, Now, this can't be the same Christine Nelson or Cora Neal who was in my apartment.
Blackie, it is.
It is?
This picture's an old one. She's changed, but I remember her now.
You do?
She was telling the truth.
Fine. I had this figured so well. I'm framed for a murder, and this picture guarantees the frame.
And now back to Boston Blackie. Boston Blackie's wristwatch and gun are found near the dead body of Danny Chico, and Inspector Faraday accuses Blackie of the murder. Blackie escapes from Faraday and learns from Chico's mother that Danny knew a crook by the name of Tiny Phillips, whom Blackie helped send to jail about 3 years ago. Sensing a connection between Philip and Christine Nelson, a girl who claims to be a hometown friend of Mary Wesley and whom Blackie believes to be an imposter, Blackie and Mary check the newspaper files in the library, but find a photograph which proves the girl did go to school with Mary. As we return to our story, Inspector Faraday is screaming over the telephone.
Rollins, you heard what I said.
But, Inspector...
I've got everybody on the force looking for him. Patrol cars, boys on the beat. Nobody can find Boston Blackie.
I know, Inspector.
I want you to find him. That's all. Do you hear me?
Faraday, are you looking for me, perchance?
Blackie.
I'll call you later, Rollins.
Okay, sir.
Well, it's a good thing you decided to give yourself up, Blackie. I would have picked you up in an hour.
Oh, sure. Faraday, you couldn't pick up a bag full of feathers. A small bag.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you, locking me in the closet? For that alone, I'll lock you up.
And let the real killer get away? Faraday, Danny Chico is found dead with my watch and my gun lying next to him.
What?
Does that setup sound familiar?
Sure. It's being done every day in the week. Now, look, Blackie.
Faraday, remember the Acme payroll robbery?
About 3 years ago?
Yeah. The watchman was found unconscious, and next to him were found a gun and a wristwatch.
And we traced the wristwatch to Tiny Phillip.
Uh-huh.
His lawyer trying to prove Tiny didn't do the job because we found no fingerprints, there were no witnesses.
That's right.
Yeah, echo.
Tiny is a bug on leaving his prints anywhere, but I got the jeweler who sold him the watch to identify him,
yeah,
right?
If I remember correctly, he got 3 years for the job. And he promised to get even with you when he got out.
Well, I'm glad you remember that.
All right.
Because Tiny Phillip is Danny Chico's murderer.
Yeah, tell me more.
Tiny Phillip must have killed Jay Stone, the jeweler, to get my watch, the same watch he planted near Danny's body.
A mastermind. How did he get your gun? He crawled through the keyhole into your apartment?
Well, he's small enough to do it.
Yeah, especially his head.
No, I don't think he got my gun. But I have a pretty good idea who did. A girl named Christine Nelson, or Cora Neal.
Cora?
A dancer. She was a school friend of Mary's.
So?
So, there's no real evidence to connect either her or Philip to any killing at the moment.
Yeah, look, now.
But if you'll leave me alone for a couple of hours, I'll tab this Tiny Philip and his dancing girlfriend in jig time.
Aren't you finished with your packing, Cora?
In a couple of minutes, Philip.
Well, hurry up.
Oh, stop, Bob.
The radio hasn't said anything about Boston Blackie being arrested, so I guess the police don't believe the beautiful frame-up I arranged.
You slipped someplace, Philip.
I couldn't have.
Oh, you couldn't.
I spent 3 years planning how I was going to get Blackie. The same way he sent me up, I was going to send him up. But he was going to the chair. I'll get him.
How, Philip? We're leaving town. If we're lucky and Blackie doesn't trace all of this to you.
We'll get out of town, even if he does.
You hope.
Now, here's what we'll do.
What?
Blackie is very fond of this Wesley girl, isn't he?
I guess so.
Well, we're going to grab her and keep her in hiding until we get out of town.
What?
Just for insurance. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Not Cora.
Oh, who are you telling?
Who is it?
Well, answer her.
I'll answer. It's Cora. I mean Christine.
Oh, wait a minute.
Are you alone, Mary?
Well, yeah, I thought I was going to pick you up for lunch.
Hello, Chris. Wait. Oh, hey.
Quiet down, my dear, or I will strangle you.
Come on.
Quiet. Now, that's better. Now, come in and close the door, Cora.
Well, now I can put this suitcase down for a minute.
Now, I'm taking my hand away, Miss Wesley. Do not scream again.
Oh, what do you want?
You.
Cora, who is this man? What's he doing here?
Well, I'll
go ahead,
you...
Cora, and tell her who I am. Tell her how...
I know.
I'm trapped. You're Tiny Phillips.
I don't like the name Tiny.
Come on, Philip. Will you hurry it up? Blackie might come up here.
You're right. Shall we go, Miss Wesley?
I'm not going anyplace.
No?
You wouldn't dare, sure.
I will if you force me to. Now, shall we go? Quietly? Miss Wesley?
What?
Before we leave this elevator, put your arm through mine.
No.
Come now.
I don't want to.
This gun should dissuade you from trying anything foolish.
Cora, make him stop, please.
Too late for that, Mary. Do as he says.
And quickly.
No,
your arm through mine.
Do as he says.
That's better. Now, I'm going to put my hand carrying this gun into your coat pocket, and I'll be aiming that gun right at you.
First floor, Philip.
All right, Cora. Come, Miss Wesley.
I'm coming.
I know that you and your doorman outside are very friendly. If you in any way try to signal him, I will shoot immediately. Is that understood?
Yes.
The doorman is busy getting a cab for somebody else. We will get our own.
I'll take care.
All there. Just a minute there, Miss Wesley.
Yes.
I'll get you a cab.
It's all right, my good man. We'll get our own. There's one now. Taxi? Taxi. All right, Miss Wesley, let's go.
Cab? You want a cab, sir?
No, I want a cab. Hiya, Mike.
Why, if it isn't Boston Blackie.
That's the best doorman in town.
Oh, Tipton, all I can't complain.
I'm glad to hear that.
What brings you here, as if I didn't know?
Oh, that's right. I came to see Miss Wesley. But she isn't in her apartment. I just rang her bell and there's no answer.
Oh, she walked out of here about 15 minutes ago with a man and a woman.
Well, can you describe them? The man and the woman, I mean?
Well, they were all the same height. And the lady was...
All the same height, are you sure?
I'm positive.
The man was as tall as Miss Wesley and the other lady?
That's right.
The other lady had a tilted nose and a, well, sort of a small, thin-lipped mouth.
You know her, Blackie?
Christine Nelson. And the man was round-faced with heavy shoulders, huh?
Why you ask me who they are when you know them yourself, Blackie?
Mike, that man is a killer. Where'd they go?
Well, I don't know, but they took a cab.
Well, I can trail them, then.
But how you...
Which one of these drivers at the stand took them?
Well, none. They were in a rush, and so they hailed a passing cab. Well,
did you get a look at the cab so that you could tell me the name of the company that it belonged to?
I'm sorry, Blackie, but I didn't.
Oh, great.
Well,
Mary
I...
Mary walks out of here with a killer and his girlfriend, and nobody knows where they went.
Homicide, Inspector Faraday.
Faraday, I've got news for you.
I can read the papers for that. Have you found Philip?
Nobody's in town.
How do you know? Did he come up and say hello to you?
Very funny.
Yeah, I'm glad one of us is laughing. What happened?
Philip and his girlfriend took Mary out of her apartment.
What?
That's what I said.
Blackie, I knew I should have put you in a cell when I had you.
Relax, relax. I think I know how I can trace them.
Yeah, trace them.
But just in case I don't, I want you to send out an alarm for them.
Now, what are you going to do, mastermind?
I'm going after Tiny Philip. He's a little man, and brother, he's had a busy day.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I think you're in the wrong store.
You sell shoes, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir, but only to short men who want to look taller. We're one of the only stores in the city of our type, but you don't need them at all, sir.
Thanks, I know. I didn't come here to buy. I just want some information.
Oh, I see.
Do you keep a record of your sales?
Yes.
And your deliveries?
Yes, we do.
Then I hope you're going to deliver a murderer to me.
Philip, how much longer do we have to sit here?
Just another 20 minutes.
What for?
Well, it's better waiting here at my place than at the station where we might be seen by the police or Boston Blackie.
Oh, well, thank heaven it's only 20 minutes. I'm getting kind of jittery.
Relax, my pet.
Relax, you see.
You tied Miss Wesley good and tight in the next room, didn't you?
Of course I did.
Good, good, good.
Good, good, good.
She should be a couple of hundred miles away from here by the time she gets free. But I think I'll check her once more.
Well, if you must.
What?
Get a...
No, you don't.
Don't let go of me. Philip, what's happening?
Take your hands off.
Call a hitter.
With me? What?
The chair, anything.
Oh, all right, I got it. Duck, Philip.
All right, strike her.
Well,
I thought you tied her good and tight.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Philip. I guess I made a mistake.
Blackie must have taught her his tricks with the ropes. I'm not taking any more chances with you, Miss Wesley.
What do you mean?
Blackie can't find us here. We won't need her. Get my gun. It's in your jacket.
Wrong. It's in my hand.
Blackie.
Yeah, Blackie. And this is for Mary, you punk.
Don't hit him! Hey, what have you done to Philip? You killed him.
I don't think so. I only gave him a small size clip. Now, don't you get gay, sister. Mary.
Blackie, I had nothing to do with this.
Yeah?
I met Tiny Philip, and when he found out that I'd gone to school with Mary, he planned the whole thing.
Oh, sure. Mary. Oh. Mary.
Philip.
Mary. Come on, dummy.
Blackie. My head. Oh. How'd you get here?
Oh, that little heel left a trail a mile wide.
Oh, I don't understand.
Well, Mike the doorman told me you'd left the apartment with a man and a woman. And you were all the same height.
Yeah, I...
But that's obviously impossible, because Hugh and Cora are about 5'6". Tiny Philip here is only 5'3". So he must have been wearing shoes with built-up heels.
Well, how did that help you find this apartment?
There are only three stores in this town that sell those special shoes. I went to all of them, hoping your friend Philip had his shoes sent here. He did. So I got the address.
Oh, and you got here just in time.
Right. This is one case where a 3-inch heel is going to put a killer 6 feet under.
Look, here's Madame Zena's place. Let's get our fortunes told.
Oh, you don't really believe in that hulk, Mary.
Well, no, but it should be fun.
Welcome back. I have to admit that Faraday getting thrown in the closet rather than knowing that it was the closet is kind of weak. I mean, because Faraday has tried to arrest Blackie so many times. He's been in that apartment. He's been shoved into various places when trying to get Blackie. So, yeah, he should know every entrance and exit to that apartment just as a matter of memory. Blackie's approach of leaving the apartment unlocked just to not have to, you know, deal with replacing the locks, I can kind of understand how he'd feel that way, just because it's kind of like, yeah, he has these adventures every week and people are just coming after him and he foils their plan regardless. And it's not like a lock's going to stop most of the criminal class. So, yeah, just go ahead and have at it. But, you know, I don't necessarily like the idea of making it too easy on the criminals to get in and get at you, because then you're just kind of giving them an incentive. But then again, I don't have to pay Blackie's locksmith bill. We have a comment from Akamono regarding those champagne velvet ads, which we didn't actually have this week, but he writes, I think I finally figured out a possible theory for why the champagne velvet commercial is so annoying. After months of hearing the commercial during the Boston Blackie episodes and thinking on this, my theory is this. The Champagne Velvet Company hired an advertising agency to write an advertisement script that emphasized the word smooth to refer to velvet and link it to champagne. The advertising agency wrote a script that includes something like, and it's just as smooth, pronounced with an extravagant and high-class emphasis. And the actor and producer and the marketing and advertising departments and or agencies didn't notice or care about the final product of the script reading, and he ended up with a ridiculous schmoo word, destroying the entire commercial. This is the best possible reason I can come up with. I would love to know if any of the history of Champagne Velvet Company still exists to prove or disprove this. It is extremely interesting. A good question. If I were to guess, I did do a little search and found that the Indiana Historical Society actually did have a blog post on champagne velvet. So you'd probably have to start with the Indiana Historical Society to see if what papers survived and where they would be located. Thanks so much for the comment. And I do want to go ahead and also thank our Patreon supporter of the day as we celebrate 3,000 episodes. Thank you to Lisa. Lisa has been one of our Patreon supporters since April 2016. Thank you so much for your support, Lisa. And join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And then we will be back again next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.